Oh, here he goes. Sorry. You listen to this stuff? Early morning, I do. Rawr. No, I'm gonna switch. Hello, has some weird audio thing, and I forgot how to put a line in. I forgot to select back to voice meter output. Voice meter. Output. What kind of output? Yeah. Let's go electronic. I've listened to Stefan Pompion. Of Hotel Costes. Which I don't have it. That sucks. We can put. I'll put this one. Close, Charlie. Jim Walk, Charlie. Buddha Bar. Never been to Buddha Bar. I have. It's expensive. Pad Thai. Music we're playing? Can't tell. Yeah, music's not playing. It is, but it isn't. Wait, let me turn the. Turn the mic off. It works, sort of. Just my voice. Check, check, check. Okay, never mind. I'm just gonna go. It's gonna go like that. Screw it. Okay, so anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Going solo today because I got some pumpkin spice on the coffee shop. My favorite coffee shop. It's a little coffee shop. It's called the Raining Berries. It's too sweet. I know. I guess the young people love sweet. When I taste it, it's like, oh my god. What is, like, what's in there? I drink a little bit. Okay. Need to bring it home. Come finish it. So, in the morning. In the morning, I put under my Illy's espresso. Put a little caps on there, made a little longo, espresso longo on top of it. Then I mix it up. Yeah, so much better. Man, you are so sweet. I mean, I like it because the barista smile. Let me give you extra love. Like, no, that's too much. If we love, you would not put any sugar in. You don't need to sweeten the deal. Don't sweeten the deal because it's already a deal. Understand? Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this stupid audio thing. Baffled. Channel 2, channel 1. So I still have a little bit of like sore throat, a little bit. It's just dry. I woke up sweating because before I went to bed, I had some neck. And I see. Amino acid. This time I did not take vitamin B, but like I woke up with sweat, just like, oh, I haven't woke up with sweat for so long. Like, wow, this is good. So I can get rid of all sorts of bad stuff. Probably means my body is rejecting on the who knows what. And of course, I had Pluto TV on again. Look at this. They got that commercial again. And I remembered. I remember the jingle. And now I forgot. Let's see. Then. Do, Oh, crap. I forgot it already. There's some kind of home repair service. And the end of it is like, we're saved the day. The way they pronounce it, save the day. Like day, 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 day. It's like day. You know, never do that. No, even didn't. Well, you're missing out. To friend is die. That's what it sounds like. We say we save the day. Call us and we save the day. So when they say the day, save the day, save the day. It's like weird commercial. But they repeat like three times and two. Right now it's twice in a row. Before it was four times in a row. Same commercial, same guy talking, same, just want to join him, brainwash us, of course. But anyway, it was a nice little jingle. Woke me up. I'm just dying. Did we get to that point? It just, you know, something repeats or something being repetitious, something. Just really, it's like a broken record. Then you become the dog, that little puppy. You do something going, when dogs go stir crazy, they start spinning around, run to the other rooms, come back and spin around. Running around circles, and yeah, that. When you see commercials like that, get delirious. It's like, you just can't stop laughing. Laughing hysterically. Because it's like, oh, why? Why? Okay. I need to get some water, so I'll be right back. I'll turn the music up a little bit. It's not a sort of Arabian. It's, no, it's Turkish. I know that. And it's also Greek. Some Italians play it. It's pretty similar. I'm in Spain. They all got that melody. So, could be anything. Anyway, we're back. Well, I'm back. Are you back? Sorry about the water. Some people are gonna pee. Whoops. Yeah, just a little dry today. Early this morning. Oh, so what else? Went to get my car, change oil. When I'm spinning. 3.5 hours, because they say, oh, you need something, you need some, you can put, no, take an hour, change your tires, you know, clean up your injectors, a little here and there. So, okay, 1 hour, turn on 3, I figure it's 3, this is almost 4. Well, car's fine now, so I'm okay. Let me see. Popping says online 1, total of 2. Who's the 2? And somebody, you must get a million. No. I get like 0. I get the egg. Who cares? Who cares what I think? You don't care. I don't care. If you do care, then I guess thank you. If you don't, I don't care. Anyway, the car thing. Done. Came back home. Did a few little things here and there. Actually, cleaned up my projector TV. The fan in the back. And the cooling thing in the back is full of dust. I mean, it's been a year since I cleaned it. You always clean it if you can. If you can't get inside, if you cannot get inside, and manufacturers say, don't do it, but just get a vacuum machine. Vacuum quick. Or get the windows, don't get the aerosol. Don't get the aerosol, the computer air thing, chemical, with the chemical process. CO2, don't do it. It's going to introduce moisture, and it's going to kill the projector. So what are you going to do? You're going to get a camera bulb like this one. That's how you do it. Clean it out. So good. The kidney. I think we call it kidney. It's like a, I got the little one. Looks like a kidney. There are bigger ones, but I never liked this. There's one that looks like a rocket, but I never used those either. I should get that one. Because it's been recommended so many times. Someone. It's like, well, I need that one. I got this one. It's like, yeah, but that's a piece of crap. Like, no. To you, maybe. Not to me. It works. Whatever. So did that devs start listening to Karina the Keeper? If anyone of them listening, hi. Bye. I listened to it for like 20 minutes. I'm like, no, it's not the same show. How did I notice that? Tina's not drinking. No, she's usually when guys start. Adam and Tina, when you guys start, it's just laughing and joking, and, you know, making fun of each other. I was like, yeah, that's a show. That's Curry the Keeper and the Keeper. But for some reason, the sober one from yesterday, whatever the one just was, a Monday? Oh no. I listened to it. It just so I didn't continue. I'm sure it's interesting. I listened to it. I mean, I'll listen to it. But if it didn't have the vibe, like, yeah. No, just it's like, so I could ask my friends in New York, hey, how's the pizza? You know, because they're from New York. I'm from New York. And to come down to the countryside, well, actually, just one place makes it really good, but the other places, just, you know, soggy pie. So I don't want that. Oh, it's authentic New York thin crust. Like, it's nothing. It's no crust. It's sponge. Spongy pie. Yeah, it's thin, but it's spongy. So, New Yorkers, come here. Well, actually, a lot of them moved to here already. Hold on a second. I'm going to switch the mic mode. Okay, there we go. It's mono. Better. Is it better? I don't know. But anyway, you know, New Yorkers come here and they have pizza. They're like, oh. They're disappointed. What? This is for authentic New York. This is not authentic New York. New York. Pizza. Pizza. You know, it's not pizza. Pizza. So you get the New Yorker that enjoys the tri-state area thing. It's like, it's passable. Sauce is not bad. So it's passable. So you get it. It's good pizza. You won't hear a word. They don't even need to hear the word. They'll be gobbling up. They'll have no time. No time to have conversation about how good the pizza is. When they finish, man, I've been waiting for this. That's when you hear the comments. Yeah, so anyway, that's that. Anything else? I don't know. I'm gonna see. see anything, hear anything. Interesting. If a TV shows, I'm like, I saw the so there's the trans shop teacher with a gargantuan breast. Weird. Some people say it's a statement thing, maybe. Oh, here we go. A state escape. Record number of New Yorkers move to Florida in August. Nobody want to go to New York. Nobody want to live there. I mean, there are people who want to live there, but it's too dangerous. Save the planet. I'm on your post. Well, today's Wednesday, so it's the browsing day. New York Post, my ex-employer. That's my first employer. After college. Actual official job. I have plenty of other jobs before that. Save the planet by ending the UN General Assembly traffic nightmare. Yeah. They should just save the planet by ending UN. Really, forget about General Assembly traffic nightmare. Ending UN. Let's save the planet. Completely, not just traffic, not just carbon, everything. Waging wars. Well, not waging wars. Well, who gets to pick up dirt so they can clean it up to make cobalt in slavery money? Right, and send migrants to lower places. And do stupid things and get backlashed. When you get backlashed, it's like, it's all Trump's fault. It's all his fault. His fault. His fault. Not mine. Not mine. No. No, 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 no. And the orange man. Wait, I gotta do that in echo. Sorry. I just has to be done. Should I do pitch? I should do pitch.
I have to hear it. I just turned the pitch off. Let me see. Let me see. Ooh, yeah, pitches.
No. Eh. Raceway Park. English Town Raceway Park.
Hey, okay. Yeah. All these people. Oh boy. Yeah, you know, in the future we're gonna look back. 10 years future, look back. Just like, what were we thinking? That would be looking back, like, what was I thinking doing a podcast? Like, yeah, who cares? Well, maybe I'm still doing podcasts. But I don't know. In the future, I might have nothing to talk about because right now it's perfect. All this craziness happening, and you just, wow. I don't need to find a subject because the subject's everywhere. It's getting flooded, of course. Podcast. I'm guessing everybody wanted to do it. Everybody wanted to do that. I think the podcast became the YouTube thing. I want to get paid to be on video on YouTube. I want to get paid doing nothing. Just like podcasts. Well, the podcast, do you have to do something? Not really. Think about it. Really think about it. No, you're just talking. You just blah 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 blah. We probably got, like, everybody has lots of stuff in their mind, and talk it out, to a podcast, right? So everybody has a podcast. You know, like I said before, I don't care. I get one listener. I get zero. I get none. I don't care. It's people put heart, give me heart, thank you, but doesn't do anything. It's nice. It doesn't do anything. So for me, it's just whatever. But there are tons of people. We want to make money. And they'll do, go crazy. I think it's getting to that point when your YouTube started happening. The hits, the big hits are happening. And with the podcast, that four podcast, that's what's happening. You're gonna peak, start peaking, you know, peak to the top. When you get to that point, everybody wanted to do it. And everybody talks the same. So repeat. And it's going to get boring. And it's going to come back down. I'm waiting for that period to come back down. Then I'm going to talk about it. And it's going to be boring. Nobody's going to listen. And I'll be happy. Because I don't know why. So actually, no, I won't do that. But there's, when I said that once before, different subject, similar situation. And like, oh, you got a disorder. Like, oh, no. I don't have a disorder. You got a disorder. What are they calling that? OCD? What is a disorder? Obsessive compulsive disorder. Ooh, I just want to be a perfectionist. Maybe I want stuff to be perfect. So they line up perfectly. Right? It's not disease, it's enhancement. Like everything's disordered. Like I said, in a decade we'll look back and I'm like, why do people say disorder stuff? This is your personality. It's you. It's makeup. The makeup of you. Whether it's a result of something could happen to you or something bad happened to you, that it sort of influenced the way you do things like this way. It doesn't matter. It's you now. Part of you. You want to keep the habit. Keep going. Don't want to keep the habit. Walk away. But if you think it enhances you as a person based on that experience, you know, you like it, keep it. Right? Shouldn't call it disorder. So like, this is enhancement. My human interaction, human experience enhancement. Let me see. Gen Zers insist on wearing sexy club outfits. I've seen Gen Zers wear this super tight shorts, chunky. This is one time. That's a chunky little Gen Zer. She wore super short shorts, and they keep grabbing her pants, trying to pull her down because it's too tight. Yeah, I know. That's what that short was meant to do. That it's like it feels so uncomfortable. So why are you wearing it? Right? Never understood. And some of them be like, why are you wearing t-shirt and jeans and Chuck Taylors? Those were t-shirt, jeans, and Chuck Taylor. Haven't changed. Been the same since high school. Now, of course, some companies I work for, yeah, they wear khakis. You know, not the insurance company. No, with the credit card. What was that? State Farm? What are you wearing there, Jake? khakis. Yeah, no. Some companies had to dress up a little bit. Eventually, I went with, because I was working with fashion. I said, you got to wear this. So I went out and I spent, you know, $800 attire. Like pants, like suit pants. It's like tailor made. Days you gotta go meetings, I wear that, and then people are like, oh my god, you're going out to interviews. Are you crazy? I'm not going to interviews. And even days, you know, you can just wear whatever you want. And sometimes Fridays, I go see my friend's band play in New York, so I wear the punk black shirt with the red skinny tie, right? Punk rock, and with black jeans or black pants, whatever. Usually jeans and Chuck Taylors, and go to the show. Everybody's like, yeah. It's like Scott. Sometimes I wear the Scott with the white shirt and the black thin tie and a suit jacket. And the Jews. Stop. People at work. Oh my God. You going to interview? Like, what? Like, no, you know, I'm not. Crazy. Amazing. But anyway, yeah, just why do you wear things? So I just want to show off. I just want to get the likes. So I'm going to wear this. But you got to keep wearing it for a few hours, because are you going to drive home? Or do you even drive? Are you stuck? But maybe you should wear just comfortable clothing instead. It seems like this whole lot of changes. Well, Gen Z are doing that. But then I feel the same about Gen X in middle of winter, going to New York, clubbing with the same attire, freezing cold, and watching them line up. These clubs, you know, it's freezing. We're freezing. Like, so wear a jacket. The jacket will get stolen. Like, that's bizarre. Never got it, of course. In the past podcast, I said that I've been to these clubs, know the people, and, you know, go borrow my friend's tag, our watch, like $500,000 on my wrist, wear a really good jacket, like expensive ones, like really well put together. The rest, they don't care. I can wear broken, like, whole t-shirt with holes in it. Look dirty. Jeans looks dirty. Sneaker looks dirty. Got that jacket on. Got the watch. Make sure they can see it. And you walk up to them and like, poop, you're in. Stuff works. You don't need that. You need to dress like stupid. No. I don't know. So it this whole thing just crazy. But no, some of them are too conservative. I've seen them with the, I don't know, maybe it's the fashion thing. Came back with the packaging and stuff, which is okay. I think that's, rather see that. It feels more comfortable, you know, visually. When you look at them like that, like, oh, comfortable. So you feel comfortable. It's when they're wearing all this weird clubby stuff, flappy, is like, you know, legs showing, they're trying to cover their legs. Like trying to pull it down, like it's just yuck, not yuck, but just it made me feel uncomfortable. You're not comfortable with your own body or whatever you're wearing. Why are you making everybody else uncomfortable? It's like a presentation thing. Okay. Yeah, Saudi for the renting. Howdy. Sorry about the renting. I don't know what else is on internet. BTC. All the coins are like level. So it's meh. anything else? I don't know. I'm just looking around all the stuff and it's the TV shows, the YouTube's like, I don't know. I think we're peaking. I think I said it so many times. We're peaking. Like all the media, all everything is just peaking. Even cars, like it's peaking. You know, and I see some cool things. It looks like they all look the same. It's the same. Like my little puppy. Puppy does. Gets mad. That's what it feels like today. Oh, boy. Including my throat, the dry throat. Got a little patch. I'm guessing I'm gonna try to get this because it's vitamin C. Soft drink, carbonated soft drink from Japan. I'm gonna try to pull that down a little bit. See what happens. If not, I'm taking vitamin C. And no tea and honey, but not today. Yeah, so I don't know. So it's gonna be an day. It's gonna be an week, probably. Then I have to think of something to talk about. I'm not gonna rant on the Gen Z because our generation wasn't that great either. So did some crazy stuff. Parachute pants. Oh, remember those? Those of you in the 80s, and those parachute pants, and the suspenders, it makes you, everybody looks like Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up, Rick Astley. Okay, so. Yeah, this is it. I don't know. I gotta go to get some supplies. There's a few things here and there. Maybe get lunch. Not entirely sure what. Maybe get that pizza. That really, really authentic New York. Thin, crusty, on the bottom. Pizza. No, not the thin, soggy, spongy pizza. No. Crusty. When you flip it from side to side, it has to snap. Or click like a cracker. That's New York pizza. New York. Genuine. New York pizza. Yeah. Now we're going to listen. I'm not going to listen to this. I'm going to go back to metal for the rest of the day. nettle. That's what I'm going to listen to. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Have a excellent Wednesday of September 21st, 2022. Have a great day. I'll be back on Friday.